This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam starting today. During this visit, he will lay the foundation stone of the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district, Madhya Pradesh, this afternoon. The cancer hospital, equipped with a state-of-the-art machine and specialist doctors, will offer free treatment to the underprivileged cancer patients. Additionally, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the 2-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website, and News on Air mobile app. It will be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a 1-day long tour to Jaipur, Rajasthan today. During this visit, Mr. Dhankar will preside as the chief guest on the 14th convocation ceremony at Jaipur National University in Jaipur. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every member prosperous is only possible through a cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations at Janta Sahakari Bank in Pune yesterday, he said that the Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Registered Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that the umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of the financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. The session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly is a notification stated in the newly elected members of the House will be sworn on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House, and the CAG reports related to the words of this previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has appointed MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as a pro tem speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath to the newly elected MLAs. Over 60,074 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Around 1 crore 43 lakh devotees took the holy dip in the Sangam yesterday, including many eminent personalities. In this trend, this Union Health Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda also took a holy dip in the Sangam with his family and prayed for the public well-being. Mr. Nadda was accompanied by the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Among the prominent devotees today, Mr. Yogi Adityanath will partake in various programs and activities organized in the Mahakumbh. In Sudan, a cholera outbreak has resulted in nearly 60 deaths and has sickened about 1,300 people over the past 3 days. Health authorities indicated that the outbreak of the Kosti city was primarily caused by the contaminated drinking water, as the city's water treatment plant was shut down due to the attack of the notorious paramilitary group. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, India will take on Pakistan at Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. This match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. While India is in an upbeat and starting this ICC on a winning note, and Pakistan would be under pressure with losing the first match against New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.